Welcome to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to durangobusiness.org and look up all the exciting things we have going on, from training sessions. We have Eggs and Issues coming up on the 14th. That's open up to everybody, thanks to Bank of Colorado and Durango Area Association of Realtors for sponsoring that, and it's free. So you can register DurangoBusiness.org. We're going to cover the three topics. So we have the Gallagher Reform, we have the Family Medical Leave Act, and we also have the popular vote. So those three subjects will have pros and cons, for and against. And we're actually going to do some polling after each presentation to see where people are. But speaking of medical, just throwing that in there, I have Susie Fair with the Southwest Health Alliance Steering Committee. Is that your official title?
For this purpose, yes.
For this purpose.
I have so many hats that I wear. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know where I am or what I'm doing.
Well, you're also a chamber board member.
I am.
For at least a couple more months, you got to put up with me.
That's right.
Yeah. How's that experience been?
Great. Yeah. I love being on the board of the chamber. I love knowing what's going on. I love being able to help with issues that come up. I love all the other board members that I sit on the board with. So it's been a great experience. Yeah. I love Rita and I love you and all the chamber employees.
I'm going to give a big virtual hug to you. Big virtual hug. Well, wearing the Southwest Health Alliance hat, this has been going on a couple years now with the process. So kind of walk me through that little history.
Yeah. So it actually started back in 2018. And so another hat I wear is that I sit on the Durango Network board. The Durango Network is, I guess the easiest way to say it is that it's an independent provider network. So it's all the doctors, I guess you could say, in Durango that are not employed by Mercy.
Okay.
They may be part of the ASH system, because those are a lot of independent providers that are in ASH. But so the Durango Network got together with Local First, which is an organization that that supports buying local.
Right.
You know, they do the local Be Local coupon book and things like that. And we basically started talking to Local First because we started to realize that there was an overlap. You know, the doctors that are in the Durango Network are local, and we didn't feel like a lot of people in our community knew that that there are independent providers. There are people who are not necessarily employed by Mercy and that are kind of your independent small physicians that are trying to make their ends meet. So we got together with them. We did some focus groups and things to find out about what people knew about healthcare and what they didn't know. And what we realized is that a lot of people, small businesses included, didn't really understand the local landscape of healthcare, what that looked like, the differences between healthcare and health insurance, the differences between having a wellness program and how that affects your bottom line with your health plans.
Well, and as I understand it too, through Ellen Robertson, the Rocky Mountain Health Foundation, I know there was some grant money that was given to survey a lot of businesses.
Yes, and that's what actually started applying for a grant through the Rocky Mountain Health Foundation is what got us started being able to do these focus groups where we could understand. So we started to ask questions like, you know, how much do small businesses want to spend on medical insurance plans for their employees. And what we realized, what the consensus there, I think it was like $400 a month is what most businesses could afford. Now, that doesn't mean all businesses can afford that. But most businesses wanted to spend about $400, but they didn't know what that looked like. So we didn't know what the balance was between, you know, like I said, wellness, like should we pay for their gym membership, or should we be paying for insurance, or should we be paying for like catastrophic insurance? Should we be paying for regular insurance? And what I heard as both a board member of the chamber and in my other roles in town was that, you know, the rising costs of health insurance rates were, I mean, they were going up in double digits, 20% plus, you know, in the last 10 years. And so what I started to realize is that a lot of businesses couldn't afford health insurance.
Yeah.
And so they were really worried because they're like, I can afford this, but I can't afford health insurance and part of it's because they just didn't know where that was headed. Like if they were spending $400 and then the rates went up 30%, then they were like, this isn't going to work. I had one woman, Jack, who sat down next to me at a chamber event. I think it was like a Eggs and Issues or something like that. And she was in tears. She said, I am going to probably go out of business. She's like, I offer health insurance right now. And if I stop offering health insurance, I'm going to lose employees.
Right.
And if I continue to offer health insurance, I'm going to lose my business because I can't afford it. And so that made, you know, that kind of brought it to.
It resonated. Yeah.
Totally made it real for me. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a big issue. And so that's kind of. That kind of worked its way into all these different places where, you know, I was sitting on the Durango Network board at that time. And so these we formed these partnerships with, you know, Local First and the Durango Network and did these focus groups and found out that there was a lot of things that we needed to do differently.
Yeah. And so now we fast forward. And so I've been on the steering committee. I've been a little absent lately with COVID and all the other things that are going on as we're ramping things.
A few things keeping you busy.
Well, just, yeah, all the things of the chamber. But in all sincerity, I want to give a shout out to Monique DiGiorgio, who took this on.
Yes.
I remember having dinner with, I brought down Chris Romer from Vail Valley Partnership and Claire with Peak Alliance and sitting down at dinner and just talking about some of the things. And then Monique said, I can take this.
Yeah.
I can take this on. And she's only put in, you know, a bazillion hours.
She has been incredible.
And learned
this
the
process.
World of insurance.
Oh, yes. Yes. She didn't know any of it probably or very little of it when she started. And she is she's just a firecracker when it comes to this stuff. Now she can rattle things off and understands it,
it's
you know,
amazing.
Way more than I do. But you're right. That's kind of what started the partnership with what we call, well, what's called the Peak Health Alliance, which is they are out of Summit County. And if you recall, that's the Vail Valley partnership that you talked about. They're the first ones that kind of started. I'm not sure exactly how it began up there, but they're the first ones who really started to push back on some of the larger medical organizations saying, you know, we want to know prices. We don't want discounts on things.
Yeah.
We want to know what you charge for what things. And so so the Peak Health Alliance did a lot of work up in Summit County and they were in the news a lot. If you Google that, you'll see like their insurance rates came down quite a bit. It was also in conjunction with reinsurance, which made the numbers, you know, huge. But the Peak Health Alliance did, what Peak Health Alliance is a purchasing cooperative. And so what they did is they kind of narrowed down this kind of the old way of doing pricing,
right.
And they helped to get into there and be able to understand the pricing and have plans that were available where they knew what was going to cost what. So if you go to the emergency room, it's going to cost this. If you go to a doctor's appointment, it's going to cost this.
Well, and basically it's, I think if I understand it right too, it's looking at those charges and being able to say, look, we're okay with you making, and I'm making up a number, 15%, 20% profit, but 250% profit, that's kind of crazy. And that just drives up insurance. And it's kind of like the chicken or the egg. Do you need to get the insurance rates in line or do you need to get the cost of the actual health care in line? And between those, that's where Peak negotiated and brought in mass numbers because insurance only works with big numbers.
Right.
If someone's going to only insure you and I, that's not, you know.
Right.
Because if, you know, you're healthy and I'm not, well, you're going to be paying for my issues.
Right.
So, that being said, now we're kind of fast forward. I do want to give a shout out to Bank of Colorado, by the way, because I remember them presenting a $10,000 check.
That's right.
For this effort. And that was a little over a year ago.
That's
and it's
right.
So nice to see this coming full circle now. So that being said, you guys have brought in an insurance provider, another one. We all know Anthem. We all know Rocky. We all, you know.
Yeah.
We've also got another choice, so to speak,
right.
That's partnered with Peak. Is that correct?
That's right. So we are partnering with Bright Health, and they're new to our area. Some people get scared when they think about insurance because they don't want to change from what they know.
Right.
But what we did is we put out a request for proposal. So we said, this is our model. This is how we work. This is what we'd like to see. This is how we'd like to see co-pays. This is how we'd like to see mental health covered, things like that. And we put out a request for proposal. So some different carriers replied to that proposal.
Sure.
Bright was one of them, a few other ones as well, but Bright is the one that we actually chose. And we actually operate in this area, Southwest Colorado, as the Southwest Health Alliance.
Okay.
So we're part of the Peak Health Alliance. They are the purchasing cooperative, and then we are kind of a local branch of this.
Uh-huh.
And that local branch covers La Plata County, San Juan County, Dolores County, and Montezuma County. The larger group of Peak covers Grand County, La Plata, San Juan, Dolores, Montezuma, Lake, and Summit County, just so that you know that. We partnered with them. Bright responded to our request for proposal. And then we've been working with Bright to kind of get into this area. So we've been working to credential providers to get them into that plan, so that once the plan is available on the market, mm-hmm. which will be during the open enrollment period, and we'll talk about that a little later.
Absolutely.
It's for a January 1 start date. But when that is available, you'll be able to know kind of which providers are available and part of the Bright plan.
No, and these aren't just independent providers.
No, Centura is fully involved. Okay. They've been a very good partner, and we were meeting with them every Tuesday for months to go over that. And part of the reductions that we've been able to see, a part of that, definitely a big part of that, comes from Centura and their ability to work with us on some of that. So
with Bright, I mean, you guys are doing that outreach and saying, okay, XYZ doctors group or whatever, or the independent physician, do you want to be part of it and accept the Bright insurance, right? I mean, because I know I've gone someplace like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't accept that. And I'm going, what do you mean you don't accept it? You know,
right.
But so this is what you've been negotiating behind the scenes.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of work to let providers know what we are up to and what's going on. We've had people from Peak that have come down and actually gone knocking on doors at doctor's offices in the last week.
Yeah.
We've been working through the Durango Network, which has access to a lot, the Durango Network and other like agencies in other of the counties that we're in, to get that rolling. A big component of this plan is the mental health part, and we'll talk about that, I think, a little bit later. But we've been working to try to get the attention of some of the mental health providers in our area, because I think a lot of mental health providers have stopped taking insurance because it takes up so much of their time that they can't afford to take insurance. And so part of what we were working on is to make sure that this is something that most people can take and still make money, enough money that they can survive as a business. We're not trying to undercut anyone so that they don't make, profit.
And physicians are a business. I mean, as part of that. So if somebody, let me ask this so I don't forget, if someone's interested to, learn more, what's the best website they can go to learn more? Should they just Google Southwest Health Alliance? And
we actually have a website.
Uh-huh.
It's www.southwesthealthalliance.org.
Okay.
And you can find it there. I think you could also get directed there if you went to the Local First website. I think the Chamber probably has a link on their website for it. You could also Google the Peak Health Alliance and go to our site from there. But the southwesthealthalliance.org is going to be the site that you're going to want to visit to get the information for this area.
So along the line, with Bright coming on board and all the hard work that your team has done with Southwest Health Alliance, are we seeing a reduction in the premiums? Because that's something that, I also, obviously a business can afford $400, and all of a sudden, you're going, well, that's how are we ever going to get to that?
Yeah.
And maybe are not there with Bright, but as I understand, that was kind of the mission to help bring those health insurance costs down.
Yeah. So I think what I'd like to say is that we have some different mission and goals, and I'd like to cover that really quickly before I go into answering your question.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute before a break, so start teasing it, and then we'll follow
up. So just for our mission in that minute, it was to increase health literacy in the region, to provide a locally crafted, community-driven, ACA-compliant product on the marketplace, which we're going to do, to explore value-added options for the self-funded marketplace, and to uphold the values of transparency, accountability, and local self-reliance. So that is, and then to let
those
you know,
are the cores.
We definitely got a plan, and we do have lower rates. So we can talk about that in the next segment. But absolutely, we did.
And again, this is all going to be rolled out during the open enrollment. You guys are doing not the word isn't aggressive, but a campaign to get out into the community to let everybody know what Southwest Health Alliance is going to be offering our community. So can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Good answer, because I don't have the answer. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with Susie Fair from the Southwest Health Alliance Steering Committee. And I am going to give a big, big shout out. I know the Chamber, we contributed $5,000 beginning of the year because I saw all the hard work and the due diligence that Monique, she was like on a mission. to get this accomplished. So we'll come back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM.